Legend tells the first king of all Britons and his faithful guide who helped forge the dream, protecting the realm against malign forces with earth magic and wisdom so foreseen.
Was he the son of mortals? Seen by demons,
stories tell of a boy gifted with prophecy. With a land in turmoil, he saw the only way,
using King Uther, tricking Lady Brain.
A son was born, a noble destiny to fulfill, to unite all Britain, his name lives on still.
Tales of swords and shields, good versus evil,
love, betrayal, heroics and mystery. Nation's true destiny.
Through the ages of Saxon and Danelaw and the time of the last conquering,
a thousand years of history fading.
From the birth of this ancient kingdom, he watched over it day by day, but he could not stop its fall into decay. Of this ancient kingdom, built over us for centuries, now we've brought murder to his knees.
Then it came to pass, Merlin had said before, that there was immeasurable sorrow for Arthur's departure. The Britons still believe that he lives and dwells in Avalon with the fairest of all fairies. And still the Britons await when Arthur shall come again. Never was there born of any woman chosen who knows the truth of Arthur's fate more. But there was once a wise man called Merlin.
Dream, what became of knightly virtues too? Politics eroded the kingdom in time, civil wars hastened that decline. New religion deposed Arthurian legend, stories of old corrupted or lost. 60s counterculture